Welcome to the very first episode of In the Pocket, and I'm looking forward to this and looking forward to catching up with this man who now resides on the Gold Coast. I say a very good evening to Peter Spider Everett. How are you, big fella?
Oh, absolutely brilliant. I tell you, we've had the footy for the last couple of years, the Gold Coast, and we've been blessed. But now without COVID, it looks like it's going to be back to normal, which we just thrive on. You know, round one, having the premiership battle on the Wednesday, and then the traditional Richmond Carlton on Thursday night, Collingwood St Kilda on Friday night, the MCG capacity. They've just got to find enough pie sellers. They said, we've got everything, but we haven't got enough people to sell pies at the MCG or beer. So that's probably the most important thing I've picked up over the last week.
Isn't it crazy? It's just been an amazing couple of years with COVID. And I think that's the exciting thing, Spide, is that you just sense and you feel crowds are going to be back, you know, and we're expecting big crowds this weekend to really kick this season off in earnest.
Well, I think, you know, a lot of us, you know, who have had kids, you know, and, you know, like my young fella, for instance, he's never been to the MCG and he just started loving football the year before COVID. So you kind of set your sights on, we'll go to a couple of games and then we'll head down to the grand final. And then, you know, it's in Brisbane, then it's in WA and you don't get that opportunity. And, you know, all the draft players out of Melbourne who haven't been able to play for a few years, just everything now is coming together, which is going to be a huge season of the AFL. And, you know, I think, as you say, the hype around it is massive. We love it. The first round, you know, it's unpredictable, but still it's just the next 26 weeks is just, the anticipation's huge.
Yeah, it's going to be massive. And remiss of me not to introduce you, mate. 180 games for the Saints, 72 for the Hawks, 39 for the Swans. It's a total of 291, 383 goals in that 291 game career spot, and a three-time All-Australian. That's right. Three-time, big fella.
Got the Hall of Fame behind me, not to brag or anything, but look, I was lucky enough to play 16 years and at the top level, absolutely loved every minute of it.
Now, Spider, I don't know whether you've ever been asked this, but what was your favourite club out of those three? And you've got to give me one. You can't sit on the fence.
Yeah, look, I think they all played different roles. I still love the – I think the 90s was the best era in football. You know, we're able to earn good money and go out and enjoy ourselves and have fun. So, look, in those days, you'd have to say St Kilda because of how footy was. You know, we were able to play, you know, elite sport but still go out and enjoy it. So, you know, when you went to Hawthorn and started getting a lot serious, and when you went to Sydney, it was a whole different dynamic because, you know, the only team there – in a outside of GWS now, but you know the only team there, it was just a really big hype around Sydney and how they'll run. So for me, probably the Saints, I'd still put my money on.
Yeah, fantastic, mate. And you're buried for the Saints, boy. Is that how it's still rolls?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 10 years. I grew up as a Collingwood supporter. So I know. Then I grew up. we had, you know, Wes Fellows and Peter Dacos and Billy Moore and, I mean, Peter Moore and all these blokes. It was just, for me, we were mad Collingwood supporters with the old duffel coats and all the badges. And, you know, you used to love that time of footy. Yeah, Victoria Park.
Absolutely. Hey, listen, Spide, it's been a massive off-season too. There's been plenty of talking points and probably one of the big talking points was Jordan DeGoey, wasn't it? And what happened in the States, mate, it was huge. The Collingwood Football Club are kind of trying to, I think, distance themselves for a fair period of that time until everything kind of come to the fore. And look, the good result is that DeGoey's back out there and he is going to play for the Pies this year, which I think is fantastic.
Absolutely. It's always hard when you get in trouble overseas and, laws are different and they act totally different. So, it did feel for DeGoey for a while there, but still at the same time, none of us really knew the circumstances. He was pretty confident. He had a bit of vision that could really back up his story, but their law can run totally different. So I felt for him, but at the same time, he understood where Collingwood sat because, we've seen in other players in other codes, go down this path and, it's come back to bottom. So well done to Collingwood. But as you say, we want all our good players back on the paddock, especially in round one. So it's great to see DeGoey back. And, gee, when he's up and running, you want to have him on your team.
Yeah, he's an absolute machine. I have to ask you, mate, it would have been a fair few footy trips in your little AFL, VFL career.
Yeah.
Any trouble for you, mate? Any notable stories or any?
No. I remember getting to the US, the first time I'd gone to the US on a footy trip, and myself and a couple of the other players, Ozzie Jones and Tony Brown, we went to Bourbon Street, and the first night, seriously, we'd only been in town for about 3 hours, the police dragged me out and put Tony Brown and Ozzie to the side and dragged me out about a murder that happened the night before because they were looking for a 6'6" guy with blonde dreadlocks, and that was me. And I was like, hang on. And lucky we had the passports those days where they were stamped, and they could see I'd only flown in like 3 hours earlier, so they let us go. But that was my introduction to one footy trip in the States.
I tell you what, mate, it would have been some little hairy moments here, I'm tipping.
Oh, absolutely.
Not too many big 6'6" blokes with white dreadlocks walking around the streets, I would imagine.
Exactly right. And in the right in Bourbon Street when we got there. So, yeah, I was pretty happy that we had the passport stamps.
Now, Tony Brown, mate, I played his season 1994 with the Falcons with Brownie. He's still involved, mate, I reckon, too, isn't he?
He is. He's player development. So he's done a really, really good job in, setting up their new player development. And also he was the runner for a period of time and also doing stuff with the past players. So it's really good to see the Saints have starting to get a lot of their past players back, which they haven't done previously. So, yeah, he's still down there, the old Brown Dog.
Yeah, good man, Tony, that is for sure. Hey, listen, what about Buddy Franklin? Of course, signed that massive 10-year deal, Spide. And everyone shook their head at the time and said, you're kidding yourself. Well, I'll tell you what, he's nearly there. He's only got to get through this season. And there's a contract extension, signed another year. How amazing has he been over the journey? Oh, unbelievable.
Unheard of. And obviously he went up there to win flags, but what he was able to do for Sydney and, just the hype around when he plays and some of those goals and just the people he brings to the football. And a lot of people don't see, the other side of him, how good he is with kids and at clinics and with sponsors and all that side. So, there's so much to Buddy Franklin than just what you see on a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon. So to get a year extension after a 10-year contract, absolutely unheard of. Like, everyone thought it was mad, Dawn to the days when, Nick Holland got a 5-year deal at Hawthorn and they were spewing on the last year of that one. So these long deals had gone to the wayside. They're starting to come back now. But, Buddy to play at the 10 years and then have an extra year. But, let's be honest, if you're picking 21, 22 blokes every Saturday afternoon, if Buddy Franklin's your number 21 picked, he's going to take a pretty good player to play on him, even if he's just sitting in the goal square for 13 games a year. So yes, I would absolutely give Buddy another year. The way he just demands the footy, and you watch him react with all the younger blokes as well. That talent, Sydney's really built themselves this year on young talent, and Buddy really works with them. And, there's no doubt, you walk taller if that Buddy Franklin or a Wayne Carey or a Tony Lockett's running out beside you. So absolutely, I love the way Sydney handle their players and also their coaching staff, and that's why they're so successful for a long period of time.
Yeah, I reckon they could be one of the boulders this year, and he's got 5 goals to get to the 1,000, mate. What a miraculous and an awesome achievement it'll be. And they play.
Can they just run on the field? Can they run on the field, please?
If they're not running on the field this weekend, it is un-Australian. Seriously, it's got to happen. Just let it happen.
Well, hang on. Wait until he kicks it first. Don't run on there just for the sake of running on there. But when he kicks his 5, absolutely jump the fence. I want thousands. I want the security guards. What they used to do back in the days? They had to beat the player. They had to beat the opposition or the crowd out to the player. So I think there'll be a fair bit in team meetings about if Buddy kicks it, get the players around him so the public don't get to him. But I can't wait. They've got to run on the ground.
Yeah, this Saturday night too, they take on the GWS Giants. Wouldn't it be just a fairy tale? Round 1 gets his 5th goal and the Swannies maybe get the job done. It'll be a huge...
Yeah, He will light it up. If there's no bigger stage to round 1, Saturday night footy, he'll love it.
Now, listen, what about one of the real big talking points over at West Coast? And they've had probably the worst preseason I think you could possibly have as a club, the poor old Weagles. And Adam Simpson's probably under a little bit of pressure as it is. And the cop what he's copped in this offseason's been phenomenal. But Jack Darling has been the story, hasn't it, Spider, of the offseason?
Yeah, absolutely. We're seeing vaccinations so important these days, and the AFL declared that if you're not vaccinated, you're not playing. And a lot of other sports have followed suit, and I applaud the AFL for doing it. And there's a couple of players that's that stood aside and said, okay, I'm out, which is fair enough. Jack Darling was one of those, and he hasn't been at training for a couple of months. Now he's he must be fully vaccinated because he's back at training now. And a week before round one, when, you know,
did he want to miss pre-season spot or what? Is it just a
I think he's a genius, absolute genius. How he's been, he's a genius if he gets to play. If Adam Simpson puts him in, and he's got to understand, I think you said it before, you know, West Coast have had 27, they had 27 players to pick from 2 weeks ago. So they've only just got a team. When you got Jack Darling coming in, half the players are a bit filthy because, yep, he's let them down. But the others are like, you know what? We need him. We need players like Jack Darling. If we, and let's be honest, West Coast haven't got too many more dices to roll. You know, they're a pretty old aging list. So they need everything they can get. So Jack Darling, round one, he's timed his run absolutely beautiful.
And missed all the 2K, 4K, 4K time trials.
Absolutely. You don't miss any of those.
Nah, magnificent. Hey, listen, there's going to be a little bit of pressure, you would imagine, during the season. There's always pressure on coaches in that spot, but you just sense that this year there's going to be a little bit more purely and simply because Alistair Clarkson is sitting there in the wings, ready to pull the trigger somewhere, you would imagine. So
how nervous.
It's going to be interesting, isn't it? You know, for a few of these coaches just to see how, you know, if they go 0-3 or 0-4 or something like that to start the season.
I tell you what, there'll be a few tightening up at the end of that if they're 0-3, 0-4, because, yeah, you're right. You know, you look through, and Adam Simpson's, you know, one of those, you know, Stewie Jew, another one. I even think Kenny Hinkley at Port Adelaide. You know, big question mark if Port Adelaide don't get over the line. So there's quite a few at the moment, coaches that would be sitting there going, and I think that's probably going to be the best bet was the first year. Unfortunately, a lot of people are going to be looking at that first coach sack, because when you've got a coach that's won 4 premierships and probably one of the greatest coaches of all time, sitting in the wings, just absolutely ready to pounce on a team. And we know what he's been able to do. Don't forget, though, when he went to Hawthorn, he had 10, you know, number one draft, yeah, man, 10 round one draft picks. Yeah. So he had a good team. But at the same time, he was able to bring in some very experienced players that gave him that 1 or 2 years that absolutely topped him up every year. So, yeah, there's going to be a few nervous coaches very early in the season. And, yeah, the media, they don't really jump on it that hard. They don't really ride these coaches. So it's going to be a long season for someone.
No, it's an absolute pressure cooker, that is for sure. Hey, what about the Demons? They've won the flag, the drought breaker last year. Magnificent job and just an awesome team performance last year. But their coach comes under a bit of scrutiny in the off-season. How does that work, Sporter? You know, like, well, go and have a drink and go and have a fag and go and do whatever and have a punt with a mate. Surely you can do that as a coach. What's going on?
I think the problem here was it was with the players. He was at the Sorrento Hotel having a few beers and a few bets. I don't see that as a problem, as long as you can, you know, define and draw that line, because I think, the hardest thing these days is that, you know, you've got, you know, 40-odd blokes on a list and every one of them is completely different in their upbringing, in what they love, and you've got to really communicate with 42 guys or 50-odd blokes in different ways.
The one that's going on in their life too, isn't it? You know, like they've all got different things going on in their world at the time. And
don't forget, Goodwin's coming off the back of Paul Ruse, and Paul Ruse would have shown him exactly how to do. Ruse, when I went to Sydney, was fantastic with the way he was able to communicate with players and be more than just a coach to them. And you saw the success he had. So, look, I think, when he went to Vegas and Alan Richardson had to chaperone him there was probably a bit of drama. He had a lot of off-field issues himself within his personal life, which probably made it tough too. So, look, I actually applaud Melbourne for addressing it, not allowing it to go out into the broader community, keeping him on board and seeing what can happen. So, well done to Melbourne there. But as long as he knows that fine line between coach and player, he should be fine.
Yeah, and I tell you what, they're going to be hard to beat the Demons again for mine. I'm just going to have a look. A little bit of futures focus now, Spider, at just some of the markets, all thanks to Palmerbet. And the Demons are our favourites to take out the flag. Currently sitting at $4.60. The Western Bulldogs at $6.50. The Brisbane Lions at $7. Port Adelaide at $10. Geelong at $11. Richmond at $11. Sydney $13. Greater Western Sydney $15. I must admit, I reckon the Demons at $4.60, that looks value to me, because their list looks magnificent and their confidence in the way they are playing, they are up and about, aren't they?
Can you believe that this will be, I think, the first side in history that round one will be a grand final team?
Yeah.
It's unheard of.
Yeah.
It is just remarkable what they've been able to do and what they've been able to build. No, it just doesn't happen. There's always a player or two that retires, or, you know, there's a couple of other players coming up, but they've just got such a strong list. So, yeah, Melbourne at 460 for sure. I still like Sydney as the dark horse. I think Sydney's some form of opportunity there. The Brisbane Lions, you got to lose one to win one. They're only a point away last year to absolutely be a chance. So Port Adelaide, I think, you know, it's not their last run, but, you know, they really need to get off to a flying start. They need to really start putting teams away that they think they should put away rather than, you know, just starting off a little bit slow. So for me, Melbourne, definitely, I'd still look at Sydney. I think Sydney's still a pretty good bet. You know, they're just unpredictable, the Swannies.
Yeah, sitting at about $13 to the Swannies. What about the Coleman Medal winner, mate? Let's have a look at that. Harry Mackay, $3.75. Jezza Cameron at $6. Tommy Hawkins at $7. Tommy Lynch at $9. Lance Franklin at $10. Aaron Norton at $10. Bailey Fridge at $12. So it's a pretty open market. There's always usually a bit of a bolter.
And it's really hard too, because, you know, with the Coleman Medal, there is normally a bolter, but, you know, you look at Charles, from the Gold Coast Suns, he kicks two goals, he ends up on 45, 50 goals, and that's all you want. If you can get a player out there to kick 40, 50 goals, Dustin Martin, he'll be playing a little bit more up forward. Dangerfield will be playing a little bit more up forward too. So that kind of takes that. Yeah, Max King. So it kind of takes out your Tommy Hawkins and your Tommy Lynch's in a way, because, you know, Dusty will be playing one out down there. So will Dangerfield for Geelong. So I think kind of, you know, Maxie King, if the Saints can get enough wins on the board, a lot of their traffic does, you know, goes through him. Definitely. So, yeah, definitely worth a couple of bucks that way. But, you know, it's a tough one. But you look at those $10, $11 and mainly those guys who don't get injured as well. So that's the key. You want blokes. Lance Franklin's probably not going to play enough games to win it, you wouldn't think. But, you know, he only needs a couple of big bags and he's right in it.
Yeah, I reckon Max King's a value there. He's at a nice little price. He's bulked up, they tell me, in the off season, and he is going to be the key to the Saints.
His ability to mark, like his brother's unfortunately had the knee reco, but I was looking forward to those two. Like when they play against each other and they're at both ends of the ground, and they're both twins. It looks fantastic. Their ability to take a mark and go back and kick the goal, absolutely love it. So yeah, no, definitely good value.
Now, Spot, I want to have a look at the rising star for 2022, okay? And I reckon there is an absolute special in here. This kid is something special. His name's Nick Dacos, and he's going to debut, I think, this weekend for the Collingwood Football Club. Famous name, of course, mate, Peter Dacos. You grew up barracking for
absolutely.
Magpies. This kid, he just keeps racking up the stats. Even in the preseason playing AFL against the men, he was racking up huge numbers. He is an absolute star, isn't he?
Oh, he's the winks at the moment of the footy world when you look at him, because, you know, he's only played 7 games, I think, in the last year or year and a half of footy because of COVID. Yeah. So he hasn't played a lot of football, which sometimes can be good for players like that. Their body's fresh. They haven't had a lot of injuries. And, you know, I think personally he's going to be, look, I spoke to Pete Dacos earlier on in the week because, you know, I grew up idolising Peter Dacos. I loved him, had number 35. And my young fella, Boston, now absolutely looks up to Nick Dacos. So, you know, when we're down, you know, he went to Cary and played at Oakley, something my young fella wants to do. So there's a lot of young fellas already following, these likes of, Nick Dacos and these guys coming through the system. But, you know, what I love about this and, it's a part of AFL which we should always keep, and that's the father and son rule. To see Nick and Josh Dacos, you know, running out there with a Collingwood jersey on, you see Moore as well, Darcy Moore playing in the same team, and you look throughout the competition at the moment and you see, you know, I love watching Silvani at Carlton and Ablett at Geelong, and, you know, this father-son rule is just, I think, one of the greatest things to have. The son or the daughter of some of the legends at the club being able to go back and play, absolutely love it. Like, it's probably, I reckon it's the greatest part of our football game.
And young Wanganeen gets a contract at the Bombers as well.
You know? Absolutely. Yeah. And look, and a lot of people say, you know, they get a free run. They've still got to play footy.
course they do. And they've got to show some ability.
Able to play footy. Yeah, they're not just going to put them on the list for the sake of the name. You've still got to be able to get a kick and play. So I absolutely love it. So to the Dacos boys, especially Nick this weekend, good luck. I hope he does carve it. I hope he does get 31 and, wins the NAB Rising Star.
And $2.50, I reckon that is just giving away money. The only thing that will stop him, Spider, is if he gets injured, mate. It's as simple as that. So,
and you can't back against that. So, no, absolutely. You've got two morals there. You've got Melbourne into Dacos.
Yeah, love it, mate. I absolutely love it. Well, let's have a look at round one action in the AFL. It's going to be sensational. Kicks off on Wednesday night. Melbourne taking on the Bulldogs. It's a grand final rematch. The Demons $1.61. The Bulldogs $2.32. To be honest, I thought it might have been a little bit closer than this because I reckon the Dogs are going to come out. They're going to have a bit of fire in the belly coming off that loss last year, aren't they?
I don't know what you think. What do you think of the grand final replay? I love a grand final replay. I'd prefer it on a Saturday night. I still love opening up with the tradition of Carlton-Richmond Thursday night. Yep. They went away with it a few years ago and a lot of the crowd weren't happy. And we've gone back to it and now they've put this one in. I understand why. I love the grand final replay, but I think it should be on the Saturday night. Look, Melbourne, if you don't change your grand final team, how possibly are you going to get beaten? They were, they got it. You got to think the Bulldogs were with them 19 minutes into the third quarter, and then Melbourne clicked into gear. And I just think Melbourne are going to be absolutely cherry ripe. And often people say you've got to win one to lose one, but I kind of look at it, Melbourne saying, they want to make a statement. You look at teams like Hawthorn, Richmond, the ability of teams at the moment to win them back to back needs to start from round one and make a statement. So I reckon for them to be able to win one on the turf of the MCG will mean an absolute lot to all their members. So to me, I reckon the Bullies might struggle a little bit this year. I don't reckon they'll be in the top four. That's just my feeling at the moment. We know they've been a very, very consistent team. They've got there and they've always got there the hard way. So they're normally very, very good, like Sydney at the pointy end of the season. Early on in the season, it's going to be very interesting.
Yeah, righto. Watch this space. There's a big...
Melbourne easily.
Righto. $1.61. You're happy to take that. I like it. Let's turn our attention to Thursday. This is the tradition. Carlton take on Richmond. Now, I'm a mad Tiger Spider. Never thought I'd see a premiership in my lifetime about 5 or 6 years ago.
I don't even barrack for Richmond. I never thought I'd see one either.
I couldn't believe it. That 2017, I was calling for Hardwick's head too at the end of 16, mate. And 4 years later, he's three-time premiership coach. It's just been amazing.
Was that the best prelim you've ever seen when they played GWS and there was about three GWS supporters in the grandstand, 99,000 Richmond, and they were singing Yellow and Black? I was watching it here in on the Gold Coast, and I'm not kidding. I had the TV up full ball, and I could feel the MCG shake here. It was unbelievable.
And that first goal in about the first 10 seconds of the game, on the end of it, it was just phenomenal. Hey, it worries me a little bit, right? Everyone's just saying Richmond will win it, Richmond will do this, Richmond will do that. $2.75 Carlton. The Tigers $1.46. They've got to get us at some point in this game. And Carlton's preseason form's been pretty solid, Spide.
Yeah, I like Carlton. I think, Vossi's going to do a really, really good job there. A big shout-out to Sam Doherty. He probably won't be playing. He'll play in round two, but coming back from cancer, which is just a remarkable effort. So hopefully he gets back for round two. But, I'd be taking Richmond every day, even Richmond at the line. Carlton. I'll be taking Carlton at the line. I do like Dusty Martin for the Brownlow. I backed him early because – he's either going to two ways. Unfortunately, when his old man passed away, he's either going to probably just start thinking about other things outside of football and see off his career, or he's going to prove a point. And I've gone for him proving a point. I think he's too good a player to let something like that slip, and I think he'll use that as motivation. But unfortunately, I don't think Dusty's going to have enough players alongside him at that quality to be able to continue on. So for me, I actually think Carlton's going to be a real big mover this year. Will they make the eight? Don't know. I think they'll get the Tigers on Thursday, and I reckon the $2.60, I'll be every day of the week on that.
We might have a little side wager, me and you then.
Absolutely. Can't wait to see this total at the end of the year.
Hey, I just think for the Tigers, the key is getting some of the big boys, the big Timber. You know, Tarrant's going to be a big inclusion.
Yep.
You know, and I think even Big Soldo, before he'd done his knee, he was a really important player for the Tigers. And I just think we lacked that little bit of tall timber last year. I think that's going to be the key, just getting some bigger bodies in around that football again and down that back half as well.
But the hardest thing is you've got two great forwards and they're big key forwards yet can't play down back. You know, a lot of times where you get some really pretty good forwards, they're actually not too bad down back to be able to fill out every now and then. Richmond hasn't got that. You can't put, you know, imagine Riewoldt down back. He would need a Melways. He wouldn't know where he is.
Yeah. Let's have a look and turn our attention to Friday night footy. It is the Saints taking on Collingwood. No love lost between these two teams. The Saints $1.61. The Pies $2.32. To be honest, I actually reckon there's a little bit of pressure on the Saints here. They kind of need to kick their season off in a positive fashion, don't they?
Well, you're talking about coaches under the pump. Ratton's going to be another one of those. You know, I'm going to go to this. I can't wait. Really looking forward to, you know, 45,000+ at Marvel Stadium, and it's going to be huge. But yeah, I'm with you. The Saints do need to win, and they need to win games like this where they are seen as, you know, the favourite, and clearly the favourite. Collingwood have got, don't worry, Collingwood side's pretty solid. When you go through it, McRae's done a really, really good job, and they've got a solid side when you look at it across all avenues, from their backs to their mids to their forwards.
Yep.
Pendlebury will spend a little bit more time, you know, in and out of the midfield, but when he's swapping with Dacos and these blokes, the unpredictability of a young team, you know, the Saints have to be weary of them, but at the same time, if the Saints want to be where they want to be, and that's around, you know, 9, 8, 7, around that, you know, the bottom of the 8 mark, they need to win these games and they need to win them early because, as we mentioned right at the top, as soon as you start losing a few, if Brett Ratton's 0-3, there is going to be a lot of question marks. So, for me, yeah, I'm going to stick with the Saints. That's only because I'm going and I'm wearing their jersey, but I don't know if I'd be backing them at $1.60.
Oh, I'll tell you what, make sure you give Spider a bit of stick if you see him at the footy Friday night too and the Saints having to get rolled. Hey, I'm going to this one. I'm going to Geelong v Essendon on Saturday. It's country round. We got a few tables coming down. It's Saturday afternoon football. Geelong $1.59, Essendon $2.37. I reckon Essendon are the best value of the weekend. I reckon they are absolutely Monty's to roll the Cats on Saturday, Spot.
Yeah. We often say it, don't we? But Geelong just continuing on. Like, you've got to take your hat off to them. They've had an ageing list for 45 years and they continue to show up each and every week. Like, you know, your Selwoods and your Dangerfields, your Hawkins, all these players. You know, you've got Isaac Smith on the wing. You know, two of the oldest wingmen in the competition. They're just freaks the way. And, I went and watched them up here last week against the Suns. And, yeah, they looked a little bit slow and a bit tired, but that's their preseason. That's just what they do. When it gets to, you know, when the money's down and they've got to perform, they're able to do it. So, look, I can never take Geelong lightly, but at the same time, I'm with you. You know, the Bombers, this is their time to shine. The Bombers really have to stand up and
play well set to deliver. Bombers, I reckon on the
absolutely, but then is it all left to Stringer? Like Stringer, I'm putting Stringer right up there with, you know, Bontepelli and Petrarca and these guys because he's a match winner for him. He goes forward. Yep. He goes in the midfield. He runs forward. So he's a real good player. You got Darcy Parrish there too. So look, for me, I don't want to write off Geelong. I reckon Essendon should win. I'd be taking Essendon, but I'd be just going head to head. I wouldn't be going any line because I wouldn't say there's going to be a real lot in it.
I'm all over the Bombers, mate. I reckon they are an absolute special on Saturday.
Tip and Woody, how good's he?
He's a ripper, mate.
He always put him in for a goal too.
Hey, listen, Saturday afternoon or Saturday night, the Greater Western Sydney Giants take on the Sydney Swans. Giants 204, the Swannies $1.80. Buddy needs 5 to get the 1,000. There's a fair bit of interest in that. No love lost between these two teams. It's the Battle of the Bridge. Who's going to win, Spike?
Yeah, look, another, and I think Toby Green will be shattered. You know, he's missing the first 5 rounds of this year. Yeah. And this is when it really hurts him because they need him this weekend. They absolutely need him. He is. He is, and you know, not much has changed. You know, their list is pretty similar, you know, as to last year, where Sydney have got a lot of young kids coming through. They really develop their young kids well, and they're able to keep them out there on the park. So for me, the unpredictability of the Sydney Swans at the start of the year, and don't forget, normally Sydney are traditionally a very slow starting team. When they won, you know, all those years ago, I think they lost the first five or six rounds. So they're normally try and peak, you know, their fitness, the way that they design the whole football club is they slowly get fitter throughout the year and they're really peaking the second half of the year. So if GWS has ever got a chance, it's going to be this week. But as you say, then you've got the Buddy Franklin factor, you know, for him to kick five. The only thing you've got to be wary of is because Phil Davis, you know, GWS have got a very, very good defensive side. The only problem is if they come too Buddy conscious, that means it will just play into GWS's hands. So they're going to be careful of that. I think if other players can kick goals, I actually think Buddy will kick his 1,000th goal round two. So sorry to disappoint a lot of people, but I know that's what I just think.
Yeah, love it, Spied. Let's move along to the next game. Saturday night, Brisbane Lions taking on the Port Adelaide Power. No love lost between these two teams too. And this is going to be a very important game for both these teams to kick their season off on a winning note, isn't it, Spied?
Oh, no doubt. You want to start, especially these two teams, you've got to win early. Port Adelaide, because you think if you know Brisbane are in Queensland, if the Suns get a win, Brisbane are under the pump. If Adelaide get a win and Port Adelaide don't, there and you know, you start reading the media. Don't worry, in Adelaide, the media will be absolutely red-eyed if Port Adelaide don't win. So these are two teams, though, you know, that made finals last year, fell below expectations and now need to win. You lose the first one, puts pressure on the second. You lose the second, suddenly you got pressure. You know, there's that pressure, that perceived pressure that builds. So for me, I think the Brisbane Lions are a very, very good outfit. I think they would have learnt a lot from last year. They probably dropped probably three games where they should have won late in the year and didn't give them that confidence to be able to continue on. So, you know, Port Adelaide got a little bit of work to do for me. I just think that Brisbane Lions, their consistency should get over the line for Port Adelaide. So for all the Port Adelaide supporters, I'm sorry, but I actually believe, the Lions are going to win it.
Let's turn our attention to Sunday. Three games, of course, on Sunday. Hawthorn taking on the North Melbourne Football Club. Look, you know, everyone wants to ride off the Kangaroos, and they do it year on year, don't they, effectively?
Yeah.
But, you know, I love them as a club, the shinbone of spirit. And I've just got a sneaking suspicion. I reckon Noble's got these guys in a really good headspace. And I actually reckon they're going to be a hell of a lot better than people are giving them credit for this year.
Well, we saw late last year that they were able to then start to show that shinbone of spirit, start to show a little bit of spirit around what they wanted to achieve. And they played some really, really good footy. So I'm with you. I'd be what's North Melbourne at? What are their odds?
$2.26 for the Kangas, $1.64 for the Hawks, mate. So they're good.
Yeah, it is good value. I'd be putting them in a multi every day of the week. I'm not down in North Melbourne, but if they don't get a Glenn Archer or a Anthony Stevens or a Mickey Martin down there, you know, this week to talk to the players, to talk to them about, you know, the pride of North Melbourne and the shinbone of spirit, they're mad because you know, they really made some inroads last year. Hawthorn on the other side, all eyes are on Hawthorn. Sam Mitchell taken over from Alistair Clarkson, one of the great coaches. He's changed the format. The players are saying they're loving the change, but they only love the change if you win games. If you're not winning games, they don't love change. So this is going to be a lot of hype. And, you know, North Melbourne, if you've got to kick the first goal against Hawthorn, we know Hawthorn are going to play out four quarters. They're a fit team. They continue. They're never easy beaten. They always have a crack. But if North Melbourne can just get up early, the games that North Melbourne start well, you know, back North Melbourne to be leading at halftime, they'll win the game. So for me, I'd put North Melbourne in. Not that I don't like Hawthorn, they'll have a crack, but North Melbourne should be able to beat them.
Let's have a look at the next game on Sunday. Adelaide taking on the Fremantle Dockers. The Crows, $2.10. The Dockers, $1.75. They jumped out of the blocks early last year, the Adelaide Crows. Will they do it again this year, Spied?
Yeah, but they had the big Tex Walker on fire, and unfortunately he's sitting out round one. So, look, Adelaide, another team that unpredictable. They did. They jumped out of the blocks. They were fantastic. But Fremantle's coming off a lot of injuries. Fife is back. He's Rory Lobb, who, you know, actually put Rory lobbed down for most goals in the year. If he stays fit and he plays all year at full forward, which they are expecting, he kicked 30-odd goals last year and missed seven or eight games. So he's no different to a Maxi King. He could kick 50 goals easy this year. So if Rory Lobb can stay fit, you got five back in action. You got a couple of others there that can play good footy. And, you know, there have been injuries over the last couple of years. If they get themselves right, Freo, I reckon they'll get over the line here. So for me, Freo should be able to take care of Adelaide. I think it's going to be a tough, long year for Adelaide. There's somebody, unfortunately, somebody's got to finish bottom. And not that I'm scarred that they beat us in 97, some 25 years ago. But if they finished bottom, I wouldn't be disappointed.
Hey, Spike, good on you, mate. In the final game, West Coast taking on the Gold Coast Suns. $1.75 West Coast, Gold Coast $2.10. You've just got a little bit of a feeling that Gold Coast might be just thinking they can get over there and get the job done against a really depleted West Coast outfit at the moment.
The biggest assignment in football, heading from the east to the west, being able to get a win over there. It's like two wins. It's a really big win. And, you know, we saw the Gold Coast Suns. They really got hold of Geelong with their quick pace the other night. And I reckon they're able to do it again. They've got vocal points up forward now. Even though Ben King's out, they've got Chole they brought in. Who else? They also brought in Casbolt. So, you know, Took Miller, you haven't mentioned him for a Brownlow. I reckon he's
Jet, isn't he?
Absolutely, and he's leading by example. Jared Witts, you know, when you've got a 2'11", you know, 2'11" ruckman in the middle there, be able to get your first use of the ball. The Gold Coast Suns have got a really good opportunity to take on West Coast. 27 fit players West Coast had. So, look, I'd be taking the Suns and I'd be adding a little bit too. To them because I reckon they'll get over the line there. And if they get their noses in front, it will be a good 4 or 5 goal win.
Love it, Spide. Now, listen, what's your big bookie smash for the weekend? Spider's special. What do you got for us? What are you thinking? You're going to multi something up or what do you reckon?
Yeah, absolutely. For me, I'd be going, I reckon the Melbourne are absolute morals. They will not lose. Melbourne into the Bombers, into the Suns, which will give you about $7 and you'll be over that every day of the week.
I love it. Absolutely love it, mate. So a little bit of value to kick us off this weekend.
Well, the thing is you can pick 4 or 5 or try and pick the whole 9. But you know what? If you get 3 winners, you know what? You're happy. So for me, I like to look at about 3 or 4 leg multis and just play around with a couple of different ones. But, you know, definitely Melbourne won't lose. I reckon the Suns are a very, very good chance as well. So, you know, there's a couple of multis, but, you know, I'd be booking those two.
Beautiful spot. Absolutely love it. Now, we want people to get involved too. Tell us what you think of the show. If you've got questions of Spider, drop us a line, get involved. If there's something you want to know, something you want to ask, get involved and do it because, to be honest, Bob, we're up for anything, aren't we, mate? We're going to...
Oh, absolutely. If you've had a good win or you think something, if we've missed something or somebody, especially, you know, when you know, after round one, you can start evaluating a lot of teams a lot easier. You know, you can start then looking at, you know, rising stars. Yep, Dacos is a short price favourite, but, you know, there's a lot of other players going to be making their debut this year. You know, Bolters for the Brownlow, premiership favourite, that's going to change each and every week. So definitely we want you to put up your two, Bob, because we're more than happy to run with you or have a crack at you, whichever way, but have a crack at us if we get it wrong as well, because if we get it right, we'll be telling you.
I love it, mate. So you're obviously heading down to Melbourne for the weekend too. You're going to the footy Friday night. That's exciting.
Yeah, absolutely. The Suns have got a past players night where we catch up beforehand and then we all walk over to the the Marvel Stadium now. So looking forward to it back. Footy's back in Melbourne. You can't go past it. Really excited. The hype's there. And, yeah, we're pumped.
Who's going to get the 3-2-1 votes, do you think, at the past players, Shindig?
Mate? Oh,
who's your favourite? All thanks to Palmer Bet.
Oh, Dirty Zilla. Stephen Zilla, he'd absolutely be in the top three. Stephen Baker, who's good mates with Warnie, and we know what's happened over the last couple of weeks. So if Bakes is there, I reckon he'll put on 1-2. So there's your 3-2, and Stephen Milne would probably be a chance to get a 1. So there's your 3-2-1, just out of the blue, what I reckon will happen on Friday night.
Well, I'll tell you what, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure. I'm looking forward to this right throughout the AFL season. It's all thanks to Palmerbet. Get involved, download the app. It is really really simple. And as we always say, gamble responsibly, Spide.
Absolutely.
Great to catch up with you, mate. And looking forward to a big round one action.
Yeah, absolutely. Have a crack and enjoy it. And just love it that footy is finally back.